your musical scrapbook on Here's to Veterans. Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women produced by the Veterans Administration. Your musical scrapbook is filled with memories of the great entertainers who made America's music over the past 25 years. A man who produced many hit recordings during those years is Dave Dexter, now with the show business magazine, Billboard. Dave, today we're featuring Les Baxter.
Les Baxter, another Texan, but he wasn't there very long. He moved up to Detroit, studied music, and then he toured when he was still in his teens. He went around the Caribbean, and I believe he got all the way down to South America, wound up in Los Angeles, and that's where I found him in 1951 when I was producing records for Capitol. We made a lot of good records. Some of them were big hits. Les Baxter, a very talented singer, a very talented saxophone player, but on all the records he made under his own name, he merely conducted. Not to my knowledge did he ever play saxophone. So here we go. Music by Les Baxter, a beautiful string section, and here is a most exotic Les Baxter composition called Busy Port. To ride in and have some cornflakes here in just a moment, but first, listen to these words from the VA.
You know, America's college population has really boomed in the years since World War II. The GI Bill made it possible for millions of veterans to get a college education, and the growth of low-cost community public colleges has put at least 2 years of higher education within the reach of millions more. All of this has really improved the lives of those who took advantage of learning opportunities. But there's also this about it. With more people getting more schooling, the education requirements for jobs are increasing, too. Today, there are few good jobs with any future to them that do not require a high school diploma. So we have this situation now. It has become even harder to move ahead in the world without finishing high school. Veterans who, for one reason or another, were not able to complete their high school education can finish it up on the GI Bill. Why don't you drop by the Veterans Administration and get started? More on that later, but first here again is Dave Dexter.
Along about 1953, we ran across a song that was popular in England, or at least they told us it was popular in England, and we thought this was going to be a big, big hit, maybe as big as April in Portugal or Poor People of Paris or Unchained Melody or any one of many, many other smashes that Les Baxter and his orchestra enjoyed. Here it is. It was not a big hit, but I still think this is a pretty tune and deserved to be bigger than it was. Cornflakes. Such a pleasure to go back to those years in the early 50s when that record by Les Baxter was first recorded in Capitol Studios here in Hollywood. But now here's some up-to-the-minute information from the Veterans Administration.
And Dave, here's an up-to-date question. Can you get a high school diploma without actually finishing high school? Well, that question is important for veterans who, for one reason or another, have not graduated from high school. And the answer is a qualified yes. You can get what's called a high school equivalency certificate by passing a special test. That test gives you a chance to get credit for what you've learned on the job or while in service. One way the VA is helping some veterans is by offering this test at many of its hospitals. But most veterans take the examination through approved programs in each state. Finishing high school and having the piece of paper that proves it can be very important to your future. Counselors at Veterans Assistance Centers or service organization representatives will be glad to provide complete information. Now here again, Dave Dexter.
Les Baxter, among many, many compositions, turned out a very foreign-sounding, perhaps exotic is a better word, a novelty instrumental which he called Quiet Village. It didn't sell very well, perhaps because it was buried in an album. But another artist came along on another label and in direct competition to Les made it a tremendous, more than million seller. And you think Les was disturbed? Not at all, because he was a composer and he reaped many, many, many dollars in royalties. Now here is the original version of this fine tune. A very colorful song, lots of unusual instrumentation. Listen to some of the percussion effects in this as Les Baxter plays Quiet Village. now comes one of Les Baxter's biggest hits of all times. This was a million seller, a big smash all around the world. It's called April in Portugal. And once again, beautiful Baxter violins, beautiful effects, and a very lovely melody. Les Baxter's April in Portugal. It's been such a pleasure leafing through a musical scrapbook with the memorable music of Les Baxter, his chorus, and his orchestra. I hope that very soon we can do it again. This is Dave Dexter saying so long, everybody.
Thanks to Billboard Magazine's Dave Dexter for presenting your musical scrapbook as a tribute to America's veterans. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program produced by the Veterans Administration. All of us join in saying, here's to veterans.